23 past 7. Well, he's one of the best midfielders in the competition.
Superstar.
He just keeps getting the footy, and he's the new captain of the Sydney Swans. His name is Josh Kennedy, and he joins us on 11:16 SEM Melbourne's Home of Footy. Hello, Josh.
G'day, guys.
Mate, yeah, you too, and congratulations. When did someone first have a conversation to you about possibly taking over?
Last weekend, Macca sort of hinted to me that he was going to step down, and that there may be a spot available. And then I guess on the Tuesday last week, I had a meeting with Horse and Macca and Kieran, and they told me what was happening, and said have a think about it, and it all happened pretty quickly from then.
Josh, congratulations, mate. Cam Mooney here. It shows, obviously, the standing that you have in the football club, the fact that they didn't have to go through the players voting in and all that type of thing. It was they've come to you as captains of the football club and the coach and said, we want you to be our leader. I mean, you must be extremely proud of the fact that your standing must be so big in that football club.
Yeah, it's been good to have the weekend to sort of let it sink in, and I am extremely, extremely proud, Moons. It's an incredible honour, and I think the way that it was handled speaks volumes of Jared and Kieran as well as the club. That it's been done pretty similar in the past. So with regards to that, I take a lot of confidence in the fact that Jared and Kieran are staying on, and we've got a strong leadership group at the moment, and now it's just about, I'm pretty excited just to get into it, really.
Hey, Josh, what sort of a captain do you think you'll be? Are you a vocal type of bloke? Are you a lead by example? What style of captaincy do you think you'll have?
Yeah, I think my leadership's just certainly going to have to develop and evolve throughout the course of the season and the years to come, but I certainly want the staple of my leadership to be to lead by example and set the example on the field and off the field with my teammates. I wouldn't say I'm the most vocal of players throughout the course of the week, but fortunately we've got, as I said, a strong leadership group around me to help boost those areas. But again, it's not something that you just want to accept. I certainly want to improve on those areas without shying away from the things that have got me to this place, I guess.
Go and tear shreds off somebody in the first training session today, Josh. Just let everyone know that you mean business.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, 2016, I mean, you've been to the top, you've won a premiership, but you've also felt the loss of two. I mean, it's heartbreaking. What have you guys reflected on in 2016, and in particular, that grand final?
Yeah, great question, Moons. I think it's just, it's important that you reflect and review the game and the season and find ways that you can get better. And
have you watched the game?
We haven't watched it in its entirety, but we've reviewed it. We did that soon after the game, I think the week after, which wasn't easy, but it had to be done. And now it's about looking forward. It's about trying to get better. Everyone as an individual trying to get better, and then as a team, as a collective, us trying to get better. It's an incredibly hard thing to not only get to a grand final, but to win one. And it takes an enormous amount of hard work, and that hard work starts now. So it's good to be able to have put that behind us and starting to look forward and move on and trying to get better to give ourselves the best opportunity to have a crack again.
Josh, take us inside that room the week after where you reviewed the grand final. Who was leading the review? Who was vocal? And what were a few of the things said?
Oh, it's obviously Horse was leading the review, and it was just, I guess, you know, all the players feel the same. You know, it's a hard one because everyone's feeling the same. Everyone's pretty heartbroken, but there's areas of the game that perhaps we can certainly improve on, and we'll look to do that. I'll put those things in place to help us improve on that next year.
Now, Josh, Tom Mitchell's obviously left. He's gone to Hawthorn. There's been a bit of talk about guys like Mills. He was absolutely brilliant off that half-back line. He and Heaney maybe spending a little bit more time through the midfield. Is that fair? That might happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think, you know, the way that they're training at the moment, I think also the coaching staff, as well as us, as a playing group, would be happy to get them up in the midfield, provide a bit more run through there, which would be fantastic, as well as providing more opportunity to young boys off half back or up forward, which will be great. So it's an exciting time of year for all the clubs at the moment, seeing the new recruits and their first and second year players come back and develop and improve. So, you know, the signs are good. It's just about trying to implement everything we've talked about now.
Luke Parker had some knee surgery last week. When will he be up and going in pre-season, Josh?
Pretty soon, I think. He had a clean out, just had a bit of a clean out last week. So I think, you know, he's probably a week away from running and then getting back into it. So not too long. I think after Christmas he'll probably be full training, which will be great.
Josh, you're a superstar player, and I'm sure you'll be a great captain, mate. Good luck with it, and thanks very much for joining us.
No, thanks very much, guys.
Go on, Josh.
Josh Kennedy, he was a no-brainer, wasn't he, as the next captain of Sydney Swans.
As someone said here, it's a fantastic point. The first time in 10 years, Swans haven't had a co-captain. That just shows the standing that he can do it by himself.
The Swans will play 7 games in Melbourne next season and have a range of membership options available to Melbourne supporters. Visit membership.sydneyswans.com.au for more details.